This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. As always, everybody join the show. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I like watching the catastrophe that is going on at Twitter right now. And that's not to say that Twitter is on the verge of dying or anything like that. It seems to be, I suspect Twitter will survive Elon Musk. And according to Elon Musk, Twitter now has a record number of people using it on a daily basis. But to me, I don't necessarily think that's a huge sign of success at the moment. People are using it a lot because it's interesting at the moment.
Yeah, people are just talking about it.
It went up and it might go back down to normal. So yeah, it's just like buzzing right now.
Yeah.
The advertisers are still fleeing Twitter, as I understand it, but people are still using it and they're using it more than ever because, you know, it's where things are happening. It's interesting. It's exciting. There's stuff going on there. And it's like someone else pointed out, and this is not my words, but someone else said that, you know, it's leaving Twitter right now would be like leaving right before the Hindenburg took off. And I think that's
what?
Appropriate.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you don't leave right before the fireworks start, right? And that's how Twitter feels right now. It feels like things are going downhill and it's like watching a train wreck. No one leaves, no one stops watching right before the train crashes.
I guess for some reason I thought you meant that as in like, it's going to be that world changing, because if the Hindenburg took off and did well, then it was going to like change the world of travel.
Was it going to what? The Hindenburg had flown a number of times, hadn't it?
Maybe not like if it did it that one time, but they like said like, we can't have this for commercial purposes after the Hindenburg crashed, which makes me think that it was a false flag because like other industries wanted a piece of it and they purposely, you know. It's like SBF. They made it crash so that way they can be like, oh, we can't have this.
Oh, FTX.
Oh, yeah. I keep
going. SBF is the sunblock thing, right?
No, SBF is Sam Bankman-Fried, and they call him SBF, and then his thing is FTX. So
Sam Bankman what?
Fried, Freed, something like that.
Oh, that's his name. Okay.
Yeah. So I keep accidentally calling it that, but yeah.
No worries. I just wanted to be on the same page. The Hindenburg was a fascinating thing to me because it was all of these people smoking on this blimp. It's like, how did they not know that this flammable gas that they were smoking in, this was a recipe for disaster? And obviously you have to have some amount of oxygen for there to be a fire and an explosion, but you had that oxygen too, otherwise people wouldn't have been able to breathe. It was such a monumentally bad idea that I'm amazed that it ever happened, because it seems like at some point someone said, hey, this seems like a bad idea, we shouldn't do this.
But, like, today, we can't have our own, like, better designed Hindenburgs to fly from here to somewhere else, and it wouldn't even hurt the environment or anything because of that. Like, because people are like, oh, we can't have that. Remember how it fell and exploded? Like, literally, I want my own little...
The FCC, not the FCC, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. They're the reasons that we can't have our own blimps.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't even have a drone that's too big.
It would be so much easier. Like, I would never fly my own plane, but if blimps...
Good, I would.
Personally, I wouldn't, but if blimps were, like, commercially available, it was, like, people often bought them, you could get a reputable blimp, I would totally drive my own blimp because it's, like, slow and easy and really cool. They could make them so pretty, so much prettier than freaking airplanes.
I would probably feel safer in an airplane.
Well, but flying one, that's the thing. That sounds scary to me, but...
I mean, if I knew how to do it...
It doesn't scare me to be in a plane. I don't know why. It sounds really
scared
to fly one.
Don't want that responsibility.
Mm-mm.
Well, a plane isn't, in and of itself, doesn't have to be any more dangerous or any more complicated than driving an automobile. I'm sure if you ask someone from 18... It's 2022, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you ask someone from 1822 if they felt like, you know, what if we put you behind in the seat of controlling this vehicle that could travel at 70 miles per hour and ran on gasoline? I'm sure they would be terrified and they wouldn't want to have anything to do with it. So it's just a matter of experience at this point. I mean, and most planes fly themselves. It's the taking off and the landing that are difficult. I've flown a plane before, and it sounds fun to say that, and it's awesome to be able to say that, but, like, all I really had to sort of do was, like, sit there.
You didn't land it or take off?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Oh, okay.
No, that's where skill and actual knowledge come into play, and where you can't just...
Exactly. That's probably exactly what's more scary about a plane than a blimp is, like, if you were landing your blimp, you would be really slowly, carefully, okay, a little to the left, a little to the right, but not, like, you know, down to the ground.
Well, I think there's probably a way, if there weren't regulations and people can actually be creative, I think there's probably a way that one could create an air vehicle that's no more complicated to fly and land and take off with than your average automobile.
I mean, even, like, look at the evolution of cars, right? Now you don't even have to drive your car. I mean, some cars parallel park for you. There's cruise control. There's the lane. So if you swerve into the other lane, the car beeps and moves. And I know the car that Matt has actually turns around corners and stuff. So you pretty much barely even have to drive that car. Me, personally, that makes me nervous. I like to be in control of the death machine that I'm operating, you know.
Right, that's really scary to me.
But really, you don't even have to know how to parallel park. The car does it for you. It doesn't even, I don't even know how it does it.
Not to mention automatics versus fictitious, right?
Yeah.
You don't even have to change the gears in your car anymore.
It's
beyond putting it in drive.
I mean, to me, and, like, I love driving, so to me, that's boring. I drive a lot, so for me, just driving a manual, I'm like, you know, I'm going to fall asleep if I'm driving somewhere for, like, 3 hours. It's fun to have the control over the vehicle and at least being able to shift gears and, you know, makes it a little bit more interesting at least.
I tend to agree. One of my vehicles is a stick shift. That's a manual. The other one is an automatic. And they both have different perks and disadvantages.
Yeah.
But on the whole, I would prefer that my Eclipse, which is the car I primarily drive, I would prefer that be a manual because it's just more fun to drive a manual. It's such a minor little tweak, but it is more fun.
And I will say, also, driving around Keene and New Hampshire, driving a manual is fun, but driving in Boston in traffic, I mean, you're getting leg cramps. It's totally different.
In general, it is a nightmare.
But the stop and go is like, oh my gosh, okay, let's shift all the way down to first, and here's another red light. It makes it substantially less fun, I will say that.
And there's almost nothing worse than having to downshift into first because there's no good way to resume movement in first gear. It's going to be jerky and it's going to suck. But, you know, if people were free to innovate, I suspect all of these problems would exist in the aviation world. But we would also have solutions to it. We would be having a discussion about whether or not we prefer our aircraft to be a stick shift or an automatic or whatever. That the possibilities are limitless, and we will never know exactly what has been stolen from us because of regulations.
Because of the Hindenburg incident.
Oh, and because of the Hindenburg. But if you went all the way back in time and you outlawed two-wheel vehicles, and you just said, okay, nothing with an engine can have only two vehicles, and you fast-forwarded to the year 2022, no one would be driving motorcycles, and no one would know how awesome motorcycles were. They wouldn't be like, oh, man, it would be great if the government hadn't outlawed motorcycles, because they wouldn't even know such a thing existed.
Right.
And that's how we are looking around at the possibilities of flying vehicles and stuff. Yeah, taking off in an airplane is terrifying. There was a crash here in Keene not terribly long ago that apparently the plane wasn't fit to fly, and the highly experienced pilots probably should have known that and done something about it. But anyway, it's a terrifying experience to take off in one of these things and land in one. But it doesn't have to be. And these are aircraft that were designed in the 50s and the 60s. technology could be better, and we could have better ways of traveling where we didn't have to deal with the traffic in Boston, but we don't, and we don't even know what we're missing. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up, including the Hindenburg that is Twitter. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. And you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And earlier tonight, I mentioned bullion maps. It's where you should go if you want to acquire gold or silver, gold backs or actual gold coins or silver coins or any sort of gold or silver bullion. BullionMax.com/FTL is where you should go. You can actually get their silver starter package there. It's 5 ounces of beautiful pieces of silver at employee pricing. As I understand it, Bullion Max is not making any money off of this. They're just trying to help you acquire silver. So this BullionMax.com/FTL. You are limited to one per household, so you'll have to, you know, beat your brother or sister or your parents or whatever to ordering it. But it's 5 ounces of absolutely beautiful silver. Unfortunately, it's got all of the problems that silver has. I mean, one of them is marked with the Queen of England or something like that. I don't remember what they're all marked with, but they're absolutely, it's silver. And if you've never seen a silver coin, they're breathtakingly beautiful. And you cannot beat silver. Well, you can. I mean, gold's pretty good, too.
No, I like them both. I like them both.
They each have their own benefits and their own uses and their own things going on with them. BullionMax.com/FTL. There's also a silverback that Bullion Max is giving away while you're there. If you're just visiting the site, eventually you'll probably get a pop-up about entering the contest to win it. They're absolutely beautiful pieces, and I hope that someone here on Free Talk Live wins one. I hope we all win one, to be fair. But as long as one of us wins one, I will be happy. Did you ever?
I just want to see it. I did, finally.
Okay, awesome.
I just want to see it, though.
That's okay. I just want to hold it and see it and take a picture of it and put it on social media. I'm like, guys, look at this beautiful thing. Because it's not valuable. And I suspect we'll be able to find one on eBay or something like that for probably not an entirely unreasonable markup. Maybe 15, 20 bucks. I would be willing to
pay. I would totally do it.
Yeah, I would be willing to pay that. So I'm sure we'll be able to get one way or the other. But I would much rather someone here at Free Talk Live win one just so we can all see it. Ideally, if we win one, it'll be hanging up right there in the studio because I think that's probably a perfect place for it. But it's a beautiful silver dragon piece. And it's only 1/1000th of an ounce of silver. So, like, it's a negligible amount of silver. But that's not the point.
It was made for proof of concept.
It is. But the concept here is that silver does not need to be reduced into that quantity of 1/1000th of a troy ounce.
But if it ever gets so expensive, it would, right?
It would, yeah. Silver Dave here in New Hampshire is doing something similar. He's competing with the Goldback. He's got these silver things. I don't remember exactly.
The bars?
Yes, but they're denominated in, like, amounts that are worth about $3 or $4.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a competitor to the Goldback. But the advantage of the Goldback is that it's got these beautiful, it's art. And it's shiny. I would love to have these silverbacks do the exact same thing, but as we mentioned before, 1/1000th of a troy ounce is not economical. But if Silver Dave could come up with a way to have, like, 1/10th of a troy ounce of silver with some beautiful, you know, Lady Liberty ingrained on it, I would be all about it. It just sounds like that would also not be cost effective. But,
yeah,
you know, bullionmax.com/FTL. We mentioned the gold back a couple of times. You can even get the gold back there, the new Wyoming gold backs. I still have not ordered a set because I keep putting it off. All of that and more at bullionmax.com/FTL. They'll even sell you, I think it's palladium is what it's called. I've never heard of it, but it's similar to platinum and gold and silver in that it's a precious metal of some description. So there's all sorts of stuff there. It's not just the gold back. It's not just silver coins. They have any sort of precious metal that you could be interested in. They've probably got it. BullionMax.com/FTL to get your deal, your employee pricing deal. Let's go to the phones. We have Creighton on the line from Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me. I wanted to ask the ladies of the show tonight, because you all are, well, some of you are fairly recent movers, about what kind of resources would you suggest to me to do research for before making an attempt to move?
So the Free State Project actually has people who, like, kind of their job is to answer questions, and I know I'm the kind of, like, new mover representative for the Monadnock region, so I get emails all the time that, like, Chris Lopez, you know, she sends people my way where I can answer questions, and I get all sorts of questions, like, about jobs, driving in the snow, what kind of jackets to buy, what my favorite hiking trails are, and I'm always more than happy to answer those questions, you know, via email. So the Free State Project actually has some really great resources, and I'm sure they have, like, frequently asked question pages, and they do have, like, little rundowns of each region.
And a Facebook group.
Yeah, they have Facebook groups, too. There's also new mover parties, so we help people move in when they move here. So there's a bunch of different resources that the FSP has that are really helpful for people who are considering the move.
I suppose it depends on what sort of questions you're trying to have answered.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to, like, do research about where, how should I contact a Free Stater for renting a home, that kind of thing.
I think the Free Stater Facebook group is probably going to be your best place for that sort of thing. And I don't have the link off the top of my head, but that's... I see a lot of rental requests there. Or like, hey, guys, I've got this property that's about to open up for rent. A lot of Free Staters do own additional property. They do rent out rooms. It depends on what you're looking for. They do rent out rooms. Some of them rent out apartments. Some of them just have land, and you can put an RV there. There are all sorts of possibilities like that. About, like, how to connect with these people and how to identify them, I honestly don't know. Do either of you?
No, because, like, the way I got up here was, like, I started dating someone.
That's the easiest way.
Like, I didn't go up here and, like, look for a house, so
but
I honestly don't know.
But I don't know that that's true. I mean, you didn't come straight to, you know, here in Leverett Street.
Well, that is a good, like, for some people, this may actually be an option. I just didn't think to point it out. But I started working for Young Americans for Liberty. So, like, they would pay for my hotel I stayed at the whole time and pay me to do a job. So if you ever find a job like that, it's just like, I don't know how to get a job like that other than Young Americans for Liberty is the only one I know. But if you find a job like that, then you can, like, basically do your job and be paid to kind of tour, like, and decide if you want to stay and what you want to do, what place you want to go in New Hampshire, and then set yourself up from there. But, I mean, Young Americans for Liberty doesn't pay a lot. It's like $16 an hour or something, but I don't think that they're doing it right now because it's, like, during election season.
So on the Free State Project website, it's fsp.org. They have a bunch of links to the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. They have, like,
community.
What is that?
Is this under their community tab at fsp.org?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they also have, like, a chat feature where you can, like, ask questions, and I'm assuming that just redirects to the email, but they're pretty responsive as far as emails go.
Creighton, thank you so much for the call tonight. There are all sorts of possibilities. I mean, of course, there is the Shire Society Forum. Creighton mentioned that during the call. There's Matrix servers. There are chat. There's Matrix rooms on our Matrix server. There's Telegram rooms. There's Facebook groups. There's all sorts of ways to contact Free Staters and ask these questions. FSP.org to get started. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Retail sales are coming in better than expected. They rose by 1.3% last month after not changing at all in September. Higher gas prices contributed to a bigger sales number at service stations. The same can be said for motor vehicle and furniture sales. A bus of illegal immigrants from the southern border has arrived in Pennsylvania, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kinney, is no fan, saying the illegal immigrants are people, not politics.
It is sad and outrageous that Governor Abbott and his administration continue to implement their cruel and racist policies, using immigrant families, including children, as pawns to shamelessly push their warped political agenda. We aren't going to play into sensationalism.
Texas has now sent illegal immigrants to four cities, including New York City, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can talk about whatever we've been discussing, or you can change the subject and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That's where you should go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is on sale at the moment, and I really wish I could buy. I'm assuming it's still on sale. The last I heard, it was on sale, and I suspect it's still on sale with everything that's going on in the crypto world. I suspect it's going to be on sale for a while, and it's going to be, there will be even better sales in the near future. That's what my gut tells me. Bitcoin.com, though, if you want to learn about it, because it's not just about investing in cryptocurrency. It's about securing your place in the new world order, in the new financial system, to because I don't want to use the phrase new world order.
I was going to say, yeah, scare people.
I mean, it is the new world order, though. It's a new order of the world, a new financial way of doing things, a new way of allowing people to control their own destinies.
I agree 100%, but I still think that you just scared a bunch of the conservatives.
Well, good, screw them. They're conservatives. I don't care about them anyway. They don't care about me. As soon as they looked on the Twitch stream and they saw me sitting here, they got scared away anyway.
Right.
So I don't really care about them. Bitcoin.com, though, click and start at the top of the page. Don't do like these people did who had their money sitting on FTX or some other cryptocurrency exchange. Not your keys, not your wallet. We all know it. So let's put that into action. If you don't know what that means, again, getting started at Bitcoin.com. Take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information, because it's not like it can be like putting money into your Wells Fargo account or your Bank of America account or whatever, and then it's their money, and they can loan it out, and they can do whatever they want with it. And if you want to take it back, often they will let you have it back if you satisfy their curiosity about why you want it or what you're doing with it, and they actually still have it. However, cryptocurrency, the beauty of it is that it allows you to be your own Bank of America, where you control your money and no one can tell you what you can and can't do with it because it's actually yours. Just like no one can tell you what you can or can't do with a dollar bill. Cryptocurrency takes that ownership and it gives it to you in a digital form, which is something the world has never had before. And that's so powerful.
And with a dollar bill, you can't just send that to anyone you want. I mean, like,
that's
except
true.
In the mail.
But even in the mail, they can steal your money.
That's true.
And that's, yes, it's very risky to send money via the mail. But obviously, if you want to send money to someone in, you know, Cambodia or whatever, that there are ways to do that that, you know, aren't wire transfer money. Yeah, you could take a box full of cash with you, and you could jump on an airplane and fly down there. But that raises so many problems. Not only
they may just take it at the airport.
Yeah, not only do you have to worry about some random person robbing you, but the government, the TSA, or you could get pulled over on the way to the airport. And I don't know, because I've never done it, but I suspect if you're carrying a box of $20,000 in your passenger seat, the police are probably not going to let you just keep going. They're going to confiscate that money. Cryptocurrency helps you avoid all of these problems. They can't just seize it like they could if they pulled you over and you had $20,000. If they pull you over and you've got $20,000 in your crypto wallet, they can't even find it, first of all, if you know what you're doing, and they certainly can't take it.
I'm just remembering a story of someone, I forget if it was a caller or if it was a story that we covered in the show, but someone was going to buy a house in a different state and they had the money in cash. They had like $20,000 or some large amount of money in cash, and it got stolen by the police.
No.
And of course they never got that money back because they're like, oh, you're probably some sort of criminal or drug dealer. And the person's like, no, I just, with, you know, I have the money in cash and I'm going to buy a house.
Yeah, it's called civil asset forfeiture, and it's technically legal, not moral, but legal. Not right,
crazy,
but legal.
So Bitcoin.com, click getting started. Learn about what you can do to avoid all of these sorts of things.
Can I say something?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
This is such an important subject, especially at this time. Like, we say, not your keys, not your coins, all the time. But so many people have gotten, you know, caught up in this FTX thing. Like, so many people have their money on other things that aren't even FTX itself. And then, since FTX was messing with them, they got shut down, and now they lost cryptocurrency, and I just wish, like, everybody would really listen to that. I just want to say, this person, Bruce Fenton in New Hampshire, he tweeted this today, and there's a part I disagree with and a part I agree with, but I think it's a really important subject. He said, self-custody is not a magical solution. It's extremely hard for most people and not something they are comfortable with. And on the one hand, I'm like, older people, people who aren't used to it, people who haven't spent a lot of time researching, it's going to seem confusing, and it might seem hard, but I don't think that people should be, like, just putting out that it's hard, because, like, once you learn, it's not hard anymore.
Can you repeat his tweet again?
Self-custody is not a magical solution. It's extremely hard for most people and not something they're comfortable with.
Yeah, that's an absolutely insane thing to say. Self-custody is a complicated, it's a technical way of saying you have your own money.
Right.
It's your money. This idea that you having your own money should be confusing or something you're uncomfortable with, imagine how brainwashed in the banking industry you have to be for
right.
your entire life to come to the belief that I don't know that people should actually be able to have their own money.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it sounds pretty simple to me. I don't know how that would be confusing or
See, he's a Bitcoin person, Bruce Fenton. I don't think that he's saying that people shouldn't be allowed to. Here's the rest of the tweet.
I know he's not saying that. I mean, he was the creator of Raven Coins. I mean, he's certainly a cryptocurrency advocate, but still, I mean, he's perpetrating their lies and their rumors. I don't care if the average person is uncomfortable with controlling their own money. I would expect a 5-year-old to be uncomfortable if I say, here's a $100 bill. It's yours. You have to take control. You have to take ownership of it. If you lose it, you lose it. I would expect a 5-year-old to be uncomfortable with that. But we're not talking about 5-year-olds. We're talking about grown adults who should have the autonomy, the independence, the self-reliance to be able to hold a $100 bill and say, this is mine and I'm comfortable with that.
Right. Like, there are some things you got to learn more than just holding a $100 bill, but it's, like, it's not impossible. It's like, if people are that dumb that that's, like, a hurdle, then we're in a way worse place in society than... We shouldn't even be talking about cryptocurrency. We need to, like, go back to the basics. But let me finish the tweet. He says, personally, I hate it, self-custody. I hate exchanges and centralized control even more. The whole thing sucks.
He hates self-custody?
He said he hates it.
I love controlling my own money.
Yeah.
He said, the whole thing sucks. Props to the companies working on making this easier.
I'm so confused by this tweet.
I am, too.
So it's, you don't like exchanges... And you don't like self-custody, so what is...
Socialism, where everything is free?
Yeah, I doubt that's what he's talking about.
When he says, props to the companies working on making this easier, I don't know of any, but I'm assuming he means company... Well, maybe he means something like Edge. That makes it easier than, like, having to figure out how to get Exodus on your laptop or hard storage is more complicated.
I mean, just because you're using a crappy wallet doesn't mean that self-owner or self-custody is a bad thing, right? Some wallets are better than others. Jax was one of the first crypto wallets I ever used. That's JAXX, and I think it's pretty much dead now because it never even came around to supporting Bitcoin Cash.
Wow.
But it was a good user-friendly wallet at the time, for what it did. And then, of course, Koinami came along actually next. And Koinami was even better. And then Edge came along, and it was even better. Edge, of course, utilizes servers, and you do have control of your keys, and they are your keys, and Edge can't access them, but it does use a password and username system that could be easier to hack for someone out there. I don't know the ins and outs of how all of that works, but even with Edge, they are your keys, and it is your money as a result of that. I don't understand this mentality that, it's dangerous to let people control their own money, or it makes them uncomfortable. Good! They should be uncomfortable until they get used to it, because they will get used to it. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we're going to shift gears now, talk about Elon Musk and what's happening in Twitter over there, because it's been a fascinating few weeks watching Elon Musk's. I think it was the beginning of the month that Elon purchased Twitter officially and became its CEO. So we're like,
feels like longer than that.
We're barely 2 weeks into this catastrophe, and it's still unfolding. Twitter. Well, I heard rumors that Elon Musk rounded up all of the employees and he fired all of the ones who did not write enough code. He, like, ranked them based on how many lines of code they had written, and he fired all the ones who were at the bottom.
I'm wondering if all of this is true. Like, it's just so hard for me to believe, like, all of the stories I'm hearing about him, like, walking in there and just firing random people. I mean, it might be true.
But I tend to believe that one's probably not true. Elon Musk, he can't possibly be that stupid.
They're like, he just walked into Twitter headquarters and just started pointing at people and saying, "You're fired." Like, I just doubt how it went down. You know what I mean?
In California, like, okay, in Texas, you can get fired for any reason, and you like it's
that's
right
the way
to work.
It should be.
But in California, would he be that dumb to just do that? Like, it seems really dumb. Like, I mean, he would, like, you'd get sued.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to, right? Because of the labor laws over there.
Right.
That's what I would expect, but I don't know, right? I don't think Elon Musk is really stupid enough. I mean, a good programmer reduces the amount of code in, reduces the number of lines of code that they have in their program. And look, I'm just a script kiddie at this. I'm barely qualified. I'm not qualified to call myself a programmer. I know how to do some coding, but nothing to the extent that any of these people are. But I know that you don't want unnecessary lines of code. That's not how you assess a good program versus a bad program based on how many lines of code it has.
Oh, I see where you're getting at.
Just like you don't judge a book based on how many pages it has. That doesn't mean it's a good book just because it's got...
the most pages.
Yeah, 400 pages versus 300 pages.
That's a great point. Yeah.
And just because you've written a program that only takes 50 lines of code, which obviously is going to take significantly more than that to do something like Twitter, but the goal is to reduce the amount of code, lines of code that's needed in order to make it function. The more lines of code you have, the more likely you are to have bugs.
Well, maybe yeah. It's like it's not just how much they wrote on one thing. Maybe it's like how much work they did in general. Like maybe there's multiple different things that they did code on, and it's like he's adding it all up together, not just like one thing. I don't know.
Well, and I'm sure he's not the one specifically that's looking at this, and it's like, yep, these are the people that didn't do enough. I'm sure he has delegated this task of assessing who is useful to somebody else. But if he did just go like, well, this person's written 5,000 lines of code and this person's only written, you know, 2,000 lines of code, like that person's going to get fired, that wouldn't really make sense.
It wouldn't. But, you know, Twitter and Elon Musk, they have a certain reputation at this point, so it wouldn't make any sense. But at the same time, I wouldn't be terribly surprised. This whole thing has shown me that Elon Musk, he may not be the brilliant businessman that many people seem to think he is. And I'm not surprised by that. I think he's kind of an idiot. He's a welfare whore. He's a very good welfare whore. He's a South African prince, basically, who grew up amongst apartheid and got his wealth that way. And then he came to the U.S. and he... you know, basically sold out to the government from the very beginning.
I don't know. I am kind of surprised, and I've been surprised by this whole Twitter thing. I don't know too much about Elon Musk, but from what I've seen, even though he is kind of a welfare whore, he did seem, at least with Tesla, to make good business decisions. He seems to have, you know, however the way he did it, he built up his company. And is very, very successful. He seems to, he does seem like a very intelligent, good businessman.
I don't know.
I was very surprised when he bought Twitter because that just seems like such a dumb, it seems like a waste of time. It seems like a bad financial and business decision. It seems like it's going to negatively affect Tesla. It just doesn't seem like a good idea overall. So maybe he is an idiot because it doesn't make sense to me.
Aren't there lots of issues with Tesla? Like, I hear all the time, like, don't buy a Tesla because the battery...
I mean, it's an electric car, so yeah.
I mean, like they catch on fire and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, yeah. That kind of issue. And like, yeah. Oh, if the battery dies on you, which can happen for dumb reasons, it's, like, so much more expensive than it would be worth to replace the car anyway.
That's just because it's an electric car. I mean, all electric car sucks, according to me.
But, I mean, Tesla... Tesla makes its money not from selling vehicles, but from selling carbon offsets to other car companies. Like, the FDA, this is what the whole issue has been with controlling global warming and carbon caps and all of this other nonsense, where they're like, okay, a car can only pollute, you can only sell 10,000 cars that produce this amount of carbon. And then the Chevrolet sees that and they go, okay, well, how can we get around this? And Congress says, well, it's okay. You know, if you can find a green car company, you can give them money to make less producing cars and your cars can produce more, but it's okay because you're paying them.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. It's obviously not reducing the amount of carbon. King of the Hill did an episode about this a long, long time ago about how Strickland Propane began selling the carbon offset rights to some company that was polluting, and this made them magically green, even though they didn't plant any new trees, nothing changed, the companies didn't stop producing any less carbon, they just gave Strickland Propane some money, and that's all that's happened here with Tesla. That's how they made their money, by selling carbon offsets to Ford and Chevrolet and Mitsubishi and other companies that produce cars that run on gasoline and therefore pollute. They get around all of that by giving money to Elon Musk.
And the thing that really, really bothers me about that is the fact that the government and all of these, you know, global warming people want to act like internal combustion engines are, you know, polluting the environment more than electric cars, which to me, from what I've seen, it's not really the case. Like, electric cars aren't this, you know, great invention that is going to save the world from global warming. Those lithium batteries, like, that has to be mined. The actual batteries and all of the car parts are being transported with gasoline.
Yeah.
It's so contradictory. It's so hypocritical.
To say nothing of the environmental destruction that comes from lithium mining and child slavery and these other horrific things. Millennials and, you know, Zoomers stopped buying diamonds because they're all blood diamonds. There's horrific violence surrounding them. There's slavery. There's theft. It's a horrifically immoral industry. And all of that same stuff surrounds lithium.
Absolutely.
Me and Nikki are both engaged and we both didn't get diamonds.
That's true.
I'm married. Sorry.
You're married. That's right. Congrats. Yeah. Most of the people I know under the age of like 40 don't have any interest in diamonds whatsoever because they're just blood diamonds and they know they're blood diamonds and they don't want to contribute to that industry.
Plus, there's just like, they just lied to people to say that they were like the prettiest. Like,
they're not
the prettiest. Like, I just don't understand. They're not the prettiest.
What's not the prettiest?
Gems, sorry. Or
well, and I mean, they're not even.
It's an eye of the beholder.
But it's just like, why?
That's true.
It was like, this one is way more expensive than this one that looks just like it, but red.
Well, like, my big issue with it was it's like, oh, you're supposed to do this.
There's that to you, yeah.
Like, no, I'll do whatever I want.
There's all sorts of problems. Well, I mean, that's marriage in general, right?
Yeah.
Right. However, diamonds, they do have this unique problem where they're just surrounded by blood and death and corruption and slavery and immoral things. And so is lithium mining. And you can't support. It's strange to me that people out there actually reject diamonds because they're blood diamonds. But at the same time, they support electric vehicles, which use lithium, which is every bit as bloody and immoral and economic and environmentally damaging as diamond mining ever was.
Yeah, because people just go based off of what they're told.
Yeah.
People, unfortunately, it seems like it's hard for a lot of people to think critically and kind of look into things and research things themselves. Like, people actually get shamed. And, you know, we saw this a lot during COVID when people were researching things themselves and digging into things themselves. They were being shamed. Oh, you think you're a doctor? You think you're a scientist?
You found that on the internet? It's just like, you probably learned lots of things on the internet.
In newsflash, your doctor Googles things.
Right. My doctor does it right in front of me.
Most of the things I've learned in my life, I learned from the internet. 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about Twitter 2.0 and whether or not Elon Musk can save or destroy Twitter.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.